ABC didn't remember if you can find a lower fine anywhere, you come here and Crazy Harry will beat it. First man.
Paul Hodo, Your Honor. Assault with a deadly weapon.
Your Honor, my client is employed by a local firm that specializes in novelty entertainment.
How novel?
For a $100 fee, one of their field representatives will throw a pie at the person of the client's choice.
Here's my card.
In Your Face Limited.
Mr. Hodo walked up to a Mr. Anthony Milch at a cocktail party for his 25th wedding anniversary, said, "This is from Mrs. Milch," and hit him in the face with a banana cream pie.
That's a deadly weapon?
I could have sworn it had thawed.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Milch suffered numerous lacerations and a broken nose. Divorce proceedings are pending.
Gee, can a guy take a joke?
$200 fine in time, sir, Flo.
You'd do better if you charged less. $100 is pretty steep.
Florence? Are you free for dinner? I got some half-off coupons for Hot Tub Heaven. I'm just kidding. Hope you didn't get your hopes up.
You take Visa?
Hey, Mac, you hear something?
Yeah. Hey! It's the shoe shine boy.
Leon?
This boy is out. Hello? Hello.
The worst ventriloquist act I've ever seen.
Any particular reason why you're sleeping under my bench?
Any particular reason you were sitting over my bed?
Mac, go cut me a switch.
Right.
Okay. I got in a fight with my parents.
Finally found out they were coyotes, huh?
Real funny, sludge face. Here's your magazine back. I swiped it from out of your briefcase.
The Bimbos of Brazil.
You tore out any of the underwater shots.
Miss Sullivan, why don't you take our new camper into my office for a few minutes, huh?
Oh, yeah, sure thing. Come on, Leon, let's go see if we can find a game to keep us busy.
Five-card draw, jacks or better to open.
Jacks? I love that game. Gotta warn you, though, I'm pretty tough when I get past twosies.
Will you look at that bull? That is some shot, huh?
Yeah. Palm trees are beautiful, aren't they?
Oh, darn. You win, don't you?
Yes. Take off the dress.
Oh, I thought we were playing for chips.
I already know what chips look like.
Hi, guys.
Oh, be careful. Bet the kid's a shark. You could lose your shirt.
Now you tell me.
So you had it out with the folks, did you, Leon?
Yeah. This time it was a doozy. It could take a while before I go home. How come my dad never treats me like Mr. Cleaver did the beaver?
Yeah, that show scarred a lot of us.
Listen, Leon, we all get into fights, but it's not fair to worry your parents that way.
Right, they're probably by the phone right now, hoping somebody's gonna call them up and tell them that their kid's okay. Why don't you give me their number and I'll ring them, huh?
No can do.
Thought so. That's why I asked Mac to track them down.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Leon, you've met your match. This man has the brain of a 12-year-old. I mean that you think like a 12-year-old, sir. I mean, you have the ability to think. I'll be at my desk.
You smell wonderful.
I had peanut butter for lunch.
What's next?
Some drunk, they're trying to pump him with some coffee.
Should have showed up some snapshots of your family. That ought to sober him up.
That's pretty funny. By the way, what's your favorite flavor?
Chocolate.
God, I was hoping you'd say that.
Excuse me. One side, please. Hey, Art. No. You mind stepping over here for a second? You bet. I wonder what he wants. Art, dear Art, please don't think I'm trying to pry, but what the hell are you doing? I got a work order here to fumigate the entire building. We got a problem with termites. How big a problem?
I'll have to get back to you, Mac.
I understand.
I think I'd better mosey on up to 19.
Oh, my God, where's Leon?
Oh, I just saw him outside in the hall. He was running into the elevator.
Oh, no, what are we going to tell his parents now?
I wouldn't worry about that, sir. He doesn't have any.
What?
The guy who just dropped in is from juvenile services. He said the kid's an orphan. He's been living on the streets for 2 months now. You're new here, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah, all right, thank you. Well, no one has seen the kid leave the building. Yeah.
Your Honor, this is Mrs. Lund of Juvenile Services. They've got an office up on 19. That was her assistant that came crashing through our ceiling.
You work in this building? Funny, I've never seen you.
Well, to be honest, I was warned to stay away from this floor. Mind you, I have nothing to base that on.
I'm going to go check the elevator shafts for the kids, sir.
Well, why are you wearing that thing?
Oh, the insecticide's still pretty heavy in there. Studies indicate the prolonged exposure to those kinds of chemicals can cause permanent damage to active brain cells.
Right.
Perhaps I'd better be going myself.
Before you go, Mrs. Lund, perhaps you could fill us in a little on Leon's background?
Oh, yes. Well, according to our records, he's been living in foster homes since he was 3. 12 homes, to be exact. Started running away when he was 6.
Well, a foster home is temporary, right?
Oh, yes. You see, the problem is that with the older children, it's much more difficult to find them a permanent adoptive home. With Leon's record, well, we're doing our best.
Yeah, I'm sure you are.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. Thank God no one was hurt.
Art, hey, we're busy here. You want to pick this up later?
We're on red alert.
Really?
I only wish we could have saved your desk.
Oh, my dear Lord.
I'll be out of here in a second, folks. Then I got to go up to the roof and take down an antenna.
Take down an antenna?
Yeah, somebody rigged up an antenna right next to the flagpole. I guess they don't want to miss any of their favorite TV shows.
Like Leave It to Beaver?
I'm right with you. Come on, Art, let's follow that wire.
Makes a turn here. It goes right around that. Look out!
Ah, what?
I missed it. Termites? Alligator.
Hey, Art, you hear something?
Sounds like noise.
It's audio daily double. Bet the farm, meathead.
Hey, Leon.
What are you doing here? How'd you find me?
I followed your antenna wire down from the roof. Nice place. Furnace? Generator? Soot. It's like a janitor's heaven.
Art, we can find our way out.
Right, sir.
What's his problem?
I was about to ask you the same thing.
Me? I got no problem. I got everything a man could ask for. My own TV, video cassette recorder, Mr. Coffee.
Leon.
Listen, if you think any of this stuff is stolen, I've got receipts.
Oh, yeah? Well, I've got your case file from Juvenile Hall. I guess we're even, huh? You gonna ask me to sit down?
Why not? Make yourself at home.
For some of us, that's easier said than done, huh?
What's that supposed to mean?
It means that you apparently have made a hobby out of changing addresses. I talked to that lady who handles your case for Juvenile. She says you run away a lot. So I'm wondering why.
Hey, do you see me coming into your home asking you personal questions?
This ain't a home, Leon. A home has windows and doors. It has people that care about you. Or at least they try to. And I don't think that you are giving those people a chance.
You really think any of those foster people cared about me?
Yeah. In fact, I would guess that they all did.
Then why didn't they keep me? Why didn't they sign the paper that made me their son? Why'd I keep coming home from school when I was a kid and find my suitcase packed by their front doors?
Leon, you know that a foster home is temporary. It's a place that you go until the folks come who are gonna adopt you permanently.
Yeah. Well, it's been 12 years. How come nobody's come to claim this little bundle of joy yet?
Because... I don't know.
Yeah, well, I do. Hey, don't you get it, Stone? This is the end of the line. Nobody's gonna adopt me. They want babies. Or haven't you heard? They want diapers to change. They want cribs with cute little blankets. They want snapshots of your first steps. I'm 12 years old. That's middle age in the adoption game. And don't bother telling me I'm not, because it's just talk. I've heard it from that lady upstairs, and I've heard it from half a dozen people just like her. And I sure as heck don't want to hear it from you. Now the beaver's got to move, too.
Of course, all I ever heard about this floor were only rumors.
Still no sign of them! Thanks for the update.
Okay, call off the bloodhounds.
Leon!
Lady, if you're from the state, I'm ready to roll.
You and me both, Leon.
Oh, look, the monogram rubber sheets are on sale.
Let's go.
Wait a minute. What's going to happen to him? Where's he going to go?
Because of his record, Leon has been reclassified as incorrigible.
And?
And instead of another foster home, he'll go to a group shelter until we can find him adoptive parents.
Meaning I'm there till I'm dead.
Now, that's not necessarily true, Leon.
Oh, yeah, right. There's an off chance that Peter Pan will fly in and carry me off to Never Neverland.
Or I will.
Say what?
Could I keep him?
You mean in the jar, of course.
In my home. Could I be his foster parent?
You want me to move in with you?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Why?
Because of an old saying that Leon reminded me of. Put up or shut up.
It It's a very generous offer, Judge Stone, but you realize it may be quite some time before we find a permanent adoptive home for Leon.
Hey, thanks for bringing that up.
Mrs. Lund, I want Leon for as long as it takes. I will enjoy him while he's there. And I will miss him when he's gone. What do you say, huh? I mean, we've always gotten along, right? And I've always wanted a son. Most of all, of course, I've always wanted a video cassette recorder.
Oh, that is so beautiful. Just out of the blue, reaching out to touch someone's life like that.
Harry must feel very fulfilled.
I'm sure he does.
That's probably why he doesn't mind the snot.
I think I ruined your shirt.
It's okay. Just don't make me look. Mrs. Lund.
This certainly is an unusual request. But then again, you are a municipal court judge, presumably a stable, responsible member of the community. Your sneakers match.
You're lucky she caught you on a good night.
I'm going to go and talk to my supervisor. I'm positive that we can arrange something.
All right! Congratulations!
Well, I'll be. Congratulations, sir.
Congratulations for what?
Harry's gonna be a father.
Hey, how about that? Anybody you know?
He's taking in Leon, Flo.
Yeah, we all drew straws. Harry lost.
Soon. Very soon.
Congratulations, sir.
Thank you, guys.
Good luck, sir.
Sir, I
when she gets emotional, she only knows one vowel.
Thanks, Harry. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. And now we gotta have a deal, Leon. There's no more tricks. There's no running away.
Deal.
We're out of here.
Sorry, Mac.
It's like being in a Moroccan restaurant.
Dan Fielding?
Yes, you are?
Nancy Hines from Records. I have some data for you.
Can you just toss it in there, please?
Sorry, I was asked to toss it up here.
It was, one of you, wasn't it?
And it was worth every penny.
Flo, that is very nice, but you don't have to cover for me. I called him, Dan.
Wait a minute. You don't have to cover for me. I was the one that called him.
Uh-uh. It was me.
You want the truth? It was all of you.
It was?
I knew you couldn't resist it. I knew you would want me. I made a deal with the guy out in the hall. I said if he took the money, just for one hit,
and gave me the rest, I wouldn't sue him.
You knew we all called?
Yes, I knew. You hate me. You all hate me. Everybody hates me.
The first time in my life, I'm taking advantage of being me.
You allowed yourself to be humiliated for a few $100s.
Are you crazy? He'd French kiss a buffalo for a few $100.
Now, if you'll excuse me, there's a suede jacket. At Brooks Brothers with my name all over it. I'll come by tomorrow and rub the sleeves in your faces.
Well, folks, that is a $400 pie. Might as well eat it while it's still fresh.
Hey, the pie came.
Listen, sir, I thought it over and I feel badly about it. I really do.
Well, that's okay, Bo. Dan ended up getting the best of all of us.
Dan? I didn't order it for Dan.
Judge Stone?
Yo.
From a friend.
I'm in deep doggy-doo, aren't I?
Introducing BioChannel at 8. Every night, you'll see stars at 8.
I'm not the genius they say I am, and I'm not the idiot they say I am.
Close-ups at 8.
If you lose confidence in what you're doing, then it takes an awful lot to get to the end of the scene.
Life is great every night.